We are welcoming a new show to iHeart and the DraftKings YouTube channel. It is called Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano. It is an insider look at the NBA and the coaches surrounding the league. Every week, the five-time All-Star and the number one pick in the 2010 NBA Draft, John Wall, will give his unique perspective on hot topics in the league and tell the best behind-the-scenes stories from his time in the NBA. So check out Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano on the iHeartRadio app, the DraftKings YouTube channel, or wherever you listen to podcasts.
AT&T connects an ode to podcasts. Connect the alarm. Change the podcast you stream. Connect the snooze. 10 more minutes to dream.
Connect the shower. Lather up with the news. Sports talk, comedians, or movie reviews. Connect with that three-hour philosophy show. Change the drive into work. In traffic, so slow.
Connect the dishes to voices that glow. Thank you to the geniuses of spoken audio. Connect the stories, change your perspective. Connecting changes everything. AT&T.
The Black Effect presents Family Therapy, and I'm your host, Elliot Connie. Jay is the woman in this dynamic who is currently co-parenting two young boys with her former partner, David.
David, he is a leader. He just don't want to leave me.
But how do you lead a woman? How do you lead in a relationship? Like, what's the blueprint?
David, you just asked the most important question. Listen to Family Therapy on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Imagine you're a fly on the wall at a dinner between the mafia, the CIA, and the KGB. That's where my new podcast begins. This is Neil Strauss, host of To Live and Die in L.A., and I wanted to quickly tell you about an intense new series about a dangerous spy taught to seduce men for their secrets and sometimes their lives. From Tenderfoot TV, this is To Die For. To Die For is available now. Listen for free on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
The Elevation with Stephen Furtick podcast was created with you in mind. This is a podcast for those feeling discouraged or needing guidance from God. Together in this podcast, we'll dive deep into scripture, uncover the powerful truths that will help you rise above your limitations and embrace your full potential. We're here to equip you with the tools you need to conquer life's challenges. Listen to Elevation with Stephen Furtick every Sunday and Friday on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
So petty. Why are y'all so petty?
The world's most dangerous morning show. DJ Envy.
Captain of this bitch.
Angela Yee.
I stay in everybody's business, but in a good way.
Charlamagne the God.
The ruler of rubbing you the wrong way.
The Breakfast Club.
Ain't for everybody.
Good morning, USA. Good morning, Angela Yee.
Hey, good morning, DJ Envy.
Charlamagne the God, I'm sure he'll be here shortly. It's Monday!
Yeah, I saw he posted that he was cuddling with his wife all night.
Oh.
So he's definitely on his way into work. I'm in Detroit right now.
Okay, yeah, I just got back from South Africa. Shout to all the South Africans that listen. I was in Johannesburg the last couple of days. Had an amazing time. It's like my third or fourth time in Johannesburg. Well, in South Africa, I should say. And every time I go, I love it even more and more and more and more and more. I mean, I had such an amazing time between the work and seeing the culture and how they really love our culture and love our music and learning their music. It was just a dope experience.
This, I would like say I said, you need to take time. like a week off.
That's your motherland?
I don't know. I didn't take my ancestry test. No, I'm not Puerto Rican, but
sure?
I'm positive.
I seen you on a flyer for a Puerto Rican event. It was like a bunch of artists from Puerto Rico raising money for Puerto Rico.
That's tonight, but I'm not Puerto Rican.
You on there.
I am on there.
It's
to
like
help
you,
raise
Daddy
event.
Yankee.
Yeah,
you
know, I am.
Just because he's not from Puerto Rico doesn't mean he can't help raise money.
I'm not Puerto Rican.
All I'm saying is it's always been rumors that Envy is really Puerto Rican.
Right.
And tonight is clearly a theme. If you look at that flyer.
It is a thing tonight.
A theme.
A theme. Well, it's not a theme.
You know what the theme is?
What?
Puerto Rican. And you know where you on there? I missed all the Puerto Ricans. Drop on the clues bombs for all the Puerto Ricans, damn it.
Yes, I will be in the building tonight raising money for Puerto Rico. But no, I'm not Puerto Rican.
Envy Yankee.
am not Puerto Rican, but South Africa was amazing.
You need to take a week off and just stay there for like a week.
I did that already. I was there for about 10 days the last time I went. This time I was only there for, I think, like 3.
Because that's a long flight there and back.
You know what? But for me, that's resting, because that's no phone, that's no kids running around, that's no work. It's just strictly relax, sleep. And, I sleep 14 hours straight, so I got a lot of rest. I'm excited, ready to go.
Well, I'm letting y'all know now that I'm doing that in November. I'm going to Africa for a week.
That's dope. Where you going? What part, you know?
Yeah, but I can't stay right now. But I'm going.
Good.
I'm definitely going.
You should go, because they definitely wanted to see you. And I don't know if you're going out there just to visit or if you're going out there to make some money. But if you're going out there to make some money, bro, I got some links where you could go speak to some kids and some nice positive stuff.
I'm definitely going for business. I'm definitely going for business.
And then you should
I was in Columbia, South Carolina this weekend.
Oh, drop one of Clue's bombs. That's my motherland. That's your motherland, South Carolina.
Definitely Charlamagne's motherland. It was a women's empowerment conference. So shout out to everybody who came out and attended that. We had a great time. You know what? Lil Wayne was supposed to perform, but we're going to put that in the rumor report because he was actually performing out there alongside 2 Chainz. Cardi B was out there, and we'll tell you what happened.
I heard some things about that there.
Yeah, we'll get into that.
I heard some things about that.
But really tragic news this morning, and in front page news, we will tell you what is going on in Las Vegas, where over 20 people have been killed.
What?
And more than 100 people have been wounded in a mass shooting.
It was a concert. You didn't see the video?
No.
Go on your Instagram, man.
Yeah, this just happened late last night. It was the Harvest Festival, but we'll give you all the updates. We'll tell you what's happening in Vegas right now.
Well, you miss everything when you unplug from social media.
Yeah, you do. Shout out to Jay Bling, who actually hit me this morning. He was actually at the festival, and he was, if you go to his Instagram page, you'll see the actual shooting where it's so sad. But we'll talk about it more on Front Page News. Don't move. It's the Breakfast Club. Good morning.
Morning, everybody. It's DJ Envy, Angela Yee, Charlamagne Tha God. We are the Breakfast Club. Let's get in some front page news.
What's happening Monday?
I didn't watch football. I was protesting. What about you, bro?
Oh, I boycotted yesterday. What happened in the NFL?
Both of you, right? Both of you.
What happened in the NFL yesterday? Mm-hmm. I was boycotting.
I didn't see what happened.
Well, as you can assume, both the Giants and the Cowboys lost last night.
Really? Well, at least me and Envy sticking to our guns.
That's right.
Why are you watching sports?
Yeah, why are you watching sports, G?
Now, I know y'all know. I didn't even watch the game, but I do know the Giants are 0-4, and I do know the Cowboys blew a great lead that they had early on in the game.
I don't know anything about
that. Making some very critical mistakes.
I didn't see it.
I stand with Kaepernick.
Me and me both.
I don't know what you're talking about.
Yeah, I didn't see it. But let's talk about what's going on in Vegas. More important.
All right, at least 20 people were killed in a shooting outside 20? Of the Mandalay Bay Resort.
They said it was 2 at first.
No, at least 20 people have been killed. And they're saying more than 100 people have been wounded. Now, the police said one suspect has been killed. They don't believe there are any other shooters. They have not released his name yet, but they do believe he is a local resident. They're also seeking a woman known as Mary Lou Danley. She is described as a companion of that suspect. Here is what Sheriff Joe Lombardo had to say.
We determined there was a shooter on the 32nd floor of the Mandalay Bay. Officers responded to that location and engaged the suspect at that location. He is dead. He has been identified. He is a local resident. I will not release his name at this time, but we are interested in a companion that is traveling with him, and her name is Mary Lou Danley. She is a Asian female, approximately 4'11", 111 pounds.
I mean, her name was enough. You didn't have to say her ethnicity. You didn't say the ethnicity of the person. You didn't say the ethnicity of the person who shot everybody.
Now, country artist Jason Aldean was on stage at the time of the shooting. He did issue a statement on Instagram. He said, "Tonight has been beyond horrific. I still don't know what to say, but wanted to let everyone know me and my crew are safe. My thoughts and prayers go out to everyone involved. Tonight, it hurts my heart that this would happen to anyone who was just coming out to enjoy what should have been a fun night."
That is tragic. That's crazy. This is the first time even hearing about this situation.
Was at the Harvest Festival in Vegas. So, as you can imagine, nothing like this has, ever happened before.
We was just in Vegas last weekend for the Harvest Festival.
Yeah, and this was happening midnight, too.
Our friend Bobby Bones was also out there from iHeart. He said, "Really freaking awful about what happened in Vegas last night. We played that stage the night before, and it was the most fun crowd we've ever seen. And to see a gathering of enjoyment like that ruined by an attack makes me mad and extremely sad for all the people hurt and killed. Thankful for first responders. Thoughts with Vegas."
Wow.
Man.
Yeah, I think a couple of the people that were killed were off-duty police officers who were attending the concert as well. So we'll keep you updated. But right now we know at least 20 people have been killed. They are still searching for the woman, Mary Lou Danley, who was traveling with the suspect who has been killed.
I thought they banned semi-automatic weapons in certain areas. Because, I mean, he was, when I say you can hear them guns, we must have bust off 30, 40 rounds. It
wasn't, and you know, they said he was on the 32nd floor of the Mandalay Bay when all this happened. So that's where they actually came and got him. One person who was actually staying in the hotel said he could smell the gunfire and hear the shots. So wow. He waited a few minutes and then called the front desk. So the police could come up.
So he just did it right from his room at the Mandalay Bay. Just, I'll open the window. I'm just going to aim at anything in that crowd.
I don't know that you can open the windows in the hotels.
Yeah, you can open
Vegas.
The windows. Yeah, you can definitely open the windows.
I just hate when I hear stories like that, because I'm like, look, man, just shoot yourself first. Like, don't, whatever you got going on in your life, don't take it out on other people. Okay, deal with that yourself.
My goodness.
All right? Jesus Christ, I can't stand cowards like that.
He had to plan that out. He had to go there before, see what room he had to stay at and get the ammunition. He had to plan that out before. So hopefully they get some details and find out all the information about it.
I'm going to tell you something. This is the first time hearing this story. I've been spooning with my queen all night. I woke up this morning bumping some Tony, you know, just me and you. Whatever you like, feeling good about life, and then you walk in here and you hear this. Jesus Christ.
All right. Well, that's front page news. Now, get it off your chest. 800-585-1051. If you're upset, you need to vent, call us right now if you need to vent, or if you want to spread some positivity this morning. 800-585-1051. And next hour, Ray J and Boosie. Boosie Badass will be joining us, so don't go anywhere.
Odd combination, but they're in a new stage play called Thugs and the Women Who Love Them. Drop one of Clues Bomb for Black
Well,
people.
It all makes sense.
I love black people.
All right, it's the Breakfast Club. Good morning.
Let's go.
This is your time to get it off your chest, whether you're man or black.
Say it with your chest.
We want to hear from you on the Breakfast Club.
So if you got something on your mind, let it out.
Hello, who's this?
Hey, it's Ashley calling from South Carolina.
Good morning,
hey,
Ashley. South Carolina is my motherland. What's happening?
Hey, Ashley.
Get it off your chest, mama.
Hey, so I'm happy, but I'm also mad. I'm happy because I had a great weekend at the Women's Empowerment Expo this weekend. Met Angela Yee, took a picture of her, everything. Went to the day party, but I'm mad because I was looking forward to seeing Lil Wayne at the Fall Ball.
That's right.
Hold on, yep. Lil Wayne didn't perform the Fall Ball at all?
No, they said he actually came to the concert, right, and didn't go in because he didn't want to get searched through security.
BZ, you ain't tell me that.
So
salute to BZ, baby, at Hot 103.9. She ain't tell me that.
And then they talking about that we not going to be refunded or something like that. Talking about, well, they never said that he was going to be headlining or whatever. I'm like, y'all lying.
Damn, that's messed up.
Yeah, it's an unfortunate situation because it makes the promoters look bad, but he did come.
Exactly.
But the venue wouldn't let him in unless he got searched, and he didn't want to go through security, so.
That happened during the Wayne and Jay tour in Boston, where Wayne didn't want to go through the security and he left. But, I mean, every venue hall, you have security. You got to get patted down. I mean, that happens everywhere.
Oh, you know what? I did hear
exactly.
BZ did tell me that Lil Wayne didn't take the stage.
I didn't read that right.
First of all, I want to say that Lil Wayne is trash for that. And the reason I say he's trash for that is because I like when I go inside a venue and they're taking extra security measures. And when you see situations like what happened in Vegas, you should be happy people are getting searched thoroughly.
And it's not even extra security measures. It's regular security measures.
But on another angle, when you go to some of these venues and you see some of these other acts going there, they don't get patted down. Like, if you ever see a pop act or country act, they never get touched. They walk right in there, they do their show, and they leave.
Well,
so he might want the same respect because he's a huge artist.
Well, we don't know what happened. We don't know if that's true.
Yeah, our element is a little different, but that is a Coliseum. They performed at the Coliseum, right?
I'm sure.
Yeah, if that's the Coliseum, you get searched when you go inside the Coliseum.
Not everybody gets searched in that Coliseum. I'm guaranteed if name one of them country acts, they don't get searched.
I guarantee
Jay and Beyonce never had to walk through metal detectors and say, take out your phones.
I don't believe that.
We don't know that, so we can't guarantee that.
Listen, that's like saying, you think Jay-Z and Beyonce didn't complain about going to security at the airport? Going to metal detectors at the airport?
They don't. They go private. There's no metal
detectors. I've seen Jay-Z post a picture of the security gate where he said everybody's throwing up the rock sign.
That was when, if you go through security, people have to do that. That wasn't his picture. He goes private. There is no security. You never flew private. There is no security. You walk right on that plane.
Okay, well, guess what? Everybody ain't flying private. But if you're an artist flying commercial, you think you're not going through the security gate?
Well, if you fly...
Well, my whole thing is this. If you know that there's people that can't pay money to see you and you have fans and all you got to do is go through security, you should just do it.
Lil Wayne trash.
To keep it real, like, a lot of people came out just to see Lil Wayne. They were expecting him. People waited until after midnight and he still never performed, so it's disappointing.
Lil Wayne trash for that, and that's just ego, because I know Lil Wayne ain't had nothing on him.
Sometimes you gotta humble yourself and say it's a bigger picture here.
But it's one of those things, if you, why you search me and you don't search that individual? I'm sure that was the same thing. But get it off your chest. 800-585-1051. If you're upset, you need to vent, hit us up now. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning.
The Breakfast Club.
Pick up the mother phone and dial.
This is your time to get it off your chest, whether you're mad or blessed.
Say it with your chest.
We want to hear from you on The Breakfast Club.
So you better have the same energy.
Yeah. Hello, who's this?
Hello, this is Lee.
Lee, get it off your chest.
Yo, I'm mad because the last time I talked to my friend, I have her son with me, and the last thing I heard her say off the phone to someone, I'm not scared of you, and I haven't heard from her in 3 days.
Where you from?
I'm from Mississippi, but she's in Houston.
Did you call the police?
Yeah, I did, and they sent me to a non-emergency line, and I haven't heard anything back.
Do you know where she was staying or where she was going?
I had an address, gave it to the police and everything, and I still haven't heard anything back.
How long has it been?
You said 2 days.
It's Friday.
2 days. That's enough time to file a mystery report, press report. You called any of her friends? See if her friends seen her?
Yeah, I called, and nobody's picking up.
None of her friends are picking up either?
What's her first name, bro?
Huh? I have, man. I've been calling since Friday, Saturday, Sunday. I called the police.
What's her first name?
Her first name is Vita.
And what's her son's first name?
I know her friend is D.
No, what's her son's first name? My daughter's first name. You said you got her kid?
Yeah, Abel.
All right. Now, Houston, we're on in Houston. If you know Evita with her son, what's the son's name?
Abel.
Please get her to call. Are you her boyfriend or are you her
friend? Just a friend.
Friend. Get her to call her baby. Her baby's looking for her. What's her name again? Vita?
Yeah.
Vita, you're in Houston from Mississippi. Call home.
Now, if we find out that Vita just don't like you and she just not returning your calls just because you crazy or something.
Nah, it's not like that.
You sure?
Yeah, I'm 100% positive. I have her son. Like, why would she not call me?
Come on now.
Are y'all real cool? Because she just left her son with you?
Yeah, it's a tough situation. Someone has been trying to, like, mess up her life, and they have her in a bad CPS case, and I have her son.
Yeah. All right, bro.
This is a mess.
Well, good luck, man.
All right, thank you.
Jeez. DJ.
What's up, MV?
What's up, man?
What's up, brother?
Hey.
How you guys doing?
You want to spread some positivity this morning, man?
Yes, sir. Last Thursday was me and my wife's 4-year anniversary, and
congrats.
Today is my wife's birthday. Happy birthday, and drop one of Clue's moms for her, damn it.
There you go.
All right,
there you go.
Also, NB, I'm glad you made it back safely, man, and prayers goes out to everybody in Vegas. I got family there, and I got a few DJ friends that's there also.
Okay, brother. Thank you for calling.
All right, no problem, bro.
All right, get it off your chest. 800-585-1051. If you're upset, you need to vent, you can hit us at any time now. Yee, we got rumors on the way?
Yes, we are going to tell you what happened in Columbia, South Carolina, the incidents with Lil Wayne not performing. Also, Swizz Beatz got a brand new collaboration, and we'll give you some information on that.
All right, we'll get into all that when we come back. Keep it locked. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning.
The Breakfast Club.
Morning, everybody. It's DJ NV Angela Yee, Charlamagne Tha God. We are The Breakfast Club.
There you go. Do a little jiggle. Do a little jiggle when this song come on. Drop one of Clue's bomb for all our 300-pound listeners out there on their way to work, jiggling while Rick It Up playing.
All right. All right. Well, let's get to the rumors. You know what? The juice is loose.
Listen up.
This just in.
All the gossip. The rumor report.
Gossip.
With Angela Yee.
It's The Rumor Report.
The Breakfast Club.
Well, O.J. Simpson is a free man. Now, of course, we told you before they weren't saying exactly when he would be released, what location he would be released at. He was released early Sunday morning. He took all of his belongings with him because he thought that fellow inmates and prison staff would possibly try to sell some of those items on eBay for some cash if he left anything behind. Now, he was alerted to his own release on short notice, and he just had that much time to gather up his things. Of course, TMZ caught up with him, and here's what happened.
How in the world? Y'all stalking me? Jesus, man.
Where are you guys headed?
Well, one, no, none of your business. Two, I'm in a car for the last 5 hours, so how do I know how it feels to be out? Look, I've been in Nowhere, USA for the last 9 years doing nothing. Nothing has changed in my life. What do you expect? I mean, there's nothing changed now. Please, all right, can I have a break here?
All right.
Thank you.
I don't give a damn about O.J. Simpson. I'm sorry. I like the FX special they did. I like the 30 for 30. But as far as O.J.'s future, I don't give a damn. I just don't care. I don't care what OJ does. I don't care where he goes. I don't care who he does it with.
A lot of people care, but
yeah, there's definitely been a media frenzy. Everybody's been talking about him getting out of jail.
Yeah, because white people can't let go of OJ Simpson the way they can't let go of Britney Spears. Like, they can't believe that he got away from them years ago when he allegedly killed those two white people.
Well, we shall see what happens. He's 70 years old now. All right, Swizz Beatz, shout out to him. He has a special collaboration that he's done with Bally. Now, you know how he got this collaboration? He personally reached out to Bally on Instagram and asked. So he wanted to make sure whatever he created was artistic enough to be considered art. So now those items are available. He said he's been a fan of Bally since back in the day, growing up in the South Bronx. He said Bally used to be the signature of Making It, Slick Rick, Dougie Fresh, with Fresh dressed like a million bucks threw on the Bally shoes and the fly green socks. So now he said it's amazing to be working with them and bringing things to a new generation.
Congratulations.
Drop one of Swizz Beatz. That's dope. Closed mouth, don't get fed. Mm-hmm. That man had no problem, you know, reaching out to Bally's and saying, yo, can we do something together? That's what I like about people, man.
And Bally's was making dope stuff beforehand, so to tag up with Swizz is just dope, man. Really dope.
All right, shout out to everybody in Columbia, South Carolina.
803.
Over there over the weekend for the Women's Empowerment Conference. And there was also a huge concert, the second annual Fall Ball. Now, that was Tory Lanez, Cardi B, Lil Wayne, and 2 Chainz. Except Lil Wayne never went on stage. That is because he would not enter through the venue standard safety procedures. Now, mm-hmm. The arena did release a statement. They said, while we regret the artist's decision not to perform, Colonial Life Arena is not willing to bypass its security standards and jeopardize the safety of its patrons, performers, or staff members. So they said, I don't know if people are going to get their money back at first. They were told they would. But right now, concert promoters are not offering refunds. They said initially that would start on Monday, but now they're saying they're not. They're in discussions with the promoters and will continue to represent the interest of our patrons regarding refunds. So we don't know what's going to happen if you're trying to get your money back. But everybody else went on stage, no problem.
Lil Wayne trash for that. And the reason he's trash for that is, number one, you got an obligation to your fans. Number two, that's just your ego, because I'm sure you didn't have nothing on you. And number three, if you walk into a venue and you tell the venue you don't want to be searched, of course they're going to really want to search you harder after that.
Well, I wouldn't say he's trash, because because this happened to him several times, that's probably in his rider.
What, that's not to be searched?
Yes, absolutely.
Man, it's no way in hell.
Why not?
Who would agree to that interview? What venue is going to agree not to search somebody?
They don't search every artist coming to all those venues.
I don't think people have that in their contract.
I doubt you could put anything
in your contract.
No way.
Yeah, but they probably won't sign that. I'm sure if there's like standard procedures that people have to go through enter a venue. Because even when we go to certain venues, like when we have our powerhouse at the Barclays, we have to go through security, like airport security. At the iHeart Festival, we had to go through security.
You think a venue is going to risk their license because they let somebody sneak in with a gun?
Yeah, but the thing is, it's not the venue signing that contract, it's the promoter signing the contract. And the promoter just signed off on the contract.
The venue got to have some type of insurance liability when stuff like that
happens. You can sue a venue if something happens.
I don't 100%. Know, but I know not every artist gets patted down to search when they come in.
Well, and if something happens, the venue will be responsible for not searching every person.
Absolutely. I definitely know that. I know every artist is not searched when they go to those venues.
All right, well, that is your rumor report. I'm Angela Yee.
All right, thank you, Miss Yee. When we come back, Ray J and Boosie Badass will be joining us, so don't go anywhere. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning. Morning, everybody. It's DJ MV Angela Yee, Charlamagne Tha God. We are The Breakfast Club. We got some special guests in the building.
First of all, let's start with director Melvin Childs. He's the director of a play called Thugs and the Women Who Love Them. And it looks like the two stars of his play is an unlikely tag team. Or maybe not as unlikely as people may seem. Boosie Badass and Ray J. Yeah. How the hell did this happen?
This is the play. The play brought us all together. You know what I mean? And it's kind of like taking us, pushing our talent as far as acting, as far as being on point. You know what I'm saying? You can't stop. You can't start. Like, so we've been literally for like the past 2.5 weeks zoning out. Me, Boosie, K. Michelle. It's a few other people too. Jamal.
Boy, there's a lot of felonies in this play.
Well, they're done. <right?
laughs> Lord, listen, mercy. The play is so uncut though. Like, you know how you hear play, you like, all right, a play is a play. You think Broadway, you think musical. It's got those elements, but it's uncut. Like, it's raw. Like, the language, the nudity, the violence, like, it's all.
Wait, you guys are naked in it?
I mean, I can't really. You got to come see the play. But it's
Boosie's definitely naked. I can tell by the way you just
It got all those elements to it. The play is really dope. It's put together really dope with these crazy.
Yeah, I like the play. You know, I like the cast. You know, we have fun. It's my first time being in the play. I didn't even know they had an intermission.
You just thought they'd go all the way through?
Everybody was walking. I was backstage, and everybody was walking. I said, everybody leaving. I said, what they doing? They said, Booker, they got an intermission. So I learned about the intermission, but I like to play overall, you know, and hopefully they do it too. Part two, so you know, I get some more money.
Does this make you want to go see plays now that you're in one?
Yeah, because I ain't been able to see it myself, but I almost know the play from hearing it.
Mm-hmm.
And all my family who watching the play, they love it. They like, they ain't never seen no play like this because, you know, it's written well, you know. Mm-hmm. We got some nice singing in there, nice acting in there. So, yeah, everybody needs to come check it out.
I go to plays all the time. I love plays, man. I'm just wondering what made you want to do a play, Boosie, because it's very time-consuming with the rehearsals and all of that. You be on the road doing shows. Like, what made you want to slow down and say, I'm going to jump in this play?
Really, I just got an offer. And you know, I was subject about taking an offer if I couldn't eat on top of it.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, the plays be over at, like, 10 o'clock.
After party.
You know, after party.
There you go.
I have to hustle these cities. And, you know, this for easy money.
Right.
It ain't easy because them 2 days.
Right.
When we had them two shows back to back, like 4 shows in 2 days, that wear me out. That take me down. But, mm-hmm. You know, it's better than being at them dangerous clubs.
Absolutely.
And yeah. Stuff like that, you know.
Now, Melvin, what made you approach Boosie and Ray J?
Well,
and just
you know,
whoever you can, Life Jennings.
Well, you know, my background started with working with Tyler, and I've seen those type of plays over the last 20 years kind of not really evolve. It's always been the same kind of old storylines, been just changed up and put back
and bring
out.
All the old people out.
Yeah, so yeah. I wanted to do something different, like they're totally different. So, you know, if you come out and see this show, you're going to see that, like, this ain't like no stage play that's ever been done before. You know, from the language to, like Ray J said, you know, there's no holes barred with this one.
But what made you say, you sitting in a room somewhere, and you're like, you know who would be good for this role? Boosie Badass. You know who would be good for this role? Ray J.
It's crazy.
Like, what?
I'm sitting up in my living room, saying, okay, this guy looks like Boosie. You know, and then, you know, like one of the characters, I guess, is supposed to be a little younger character than the female that he's pursuing. And so I needed somebody that's a little hyper and a little bit energetic and kind of has that young persona, but still old enough to be able to pull the role off. And so I came up with Ray J, and mm-hmm. I pursued him and went after him, and they all agreed. I mean, you know, it's just God, you know what I mean? So, and I think at the end of the day, as far as theater is concerned, it gives us a choice as far as black folks are concerned, as it relates to things that entertainment choices as far as theater and black folks together, you know? So I think it's a good thing.
Now, this play is also based on Wahida Clark's book. So,
well... It's inspired by Wahida. You know, originally, you know, we had came up to an agreement to do it based on the book, and those communications just kind of went sour, so we had to do something a little bit different.
Okay.
So it's kind of like the book, but not necessarily like the book.
Not enough to get sued.
Exactly. Well, it's enough to get sued. But anybody can sue anybody at any given time, you know what I mean? So I ain't worried about that, But it's very different. We like to think it's a lot different than the book.
Women do love thugs, though.
Yeah, what is that about? Thugs and the women who love them. What's that mean?
Well, it's a story about four girls, and all these girls are all, you know, involved in relationships with guys that are dope boys, street dudes, pimps, you name it. That's the kind of guys that they like because they're attracted to the money.
So it's Boosie's life, basically. Boosie's life story.
Hey, when I got my role, I say, I did that real. This ain't
You know, I had a conversation on my podcast, and I asked the women in the room, I said, would you rather date a drug dealer or a police officer? And everybody said they'd rather date a drug dealer.
Because of the money?
I don't know. I don't think it was just because of the money. I think
it's the intrigue. They keep their lives interesting.
It's a fascination.
Boring.
Mm.
And like, people don't like cops, too.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah, but it's mostly a fascination with women. Mm-hmm. Want to date thugs and things like that. It's just a fascination. It's just what they go through in time. Like a fantasy.
What kind of women date you? Like, you guys both have, like, you know, dated good women. Like, women who are, you know how they say thugs like the good girls? The ones that are like, they're nice, sweet, innocent. You know, I'm a teacher, I'm a doctor, nurse,
yeah, that
whatever.
That give me some time, but, you know, I just type who just, I'm not going to do right. I have problems with doing right, so you know, I don't really want to take it there with that woman because I'm not going to
mess
up.
Are you working on it, Boosie?
I don't know. I was gone 5 years, so I'm still kind of in heat.
Still catching up, making up for lost time.
I ain't gonna even lie, you know, like. And and I've been seeing some of my dudes, like one of my dudes, he just got a good woman. And you know, like I like when I see them together. I like that.
But it don't inspire you.
Not really.
Ray, you're not giving him no tips, Ray? Because Ray, you was out there.
I was just telling him it's good on this side, man. It's good over here.
But it's got to be when you're ready. And I could respect the fact that he said he doesn't feel like he wants to do that right now.
If Ray J could settle down, anybody could settle down. Ray J was a hoe, man.
Yeah, What's crazy is that now that I've settled down, even all my friends, they girls, now that the time is ticking for them. Especially now that I did what I did. You know, it's hard times for the homies, and they'd have been waiting long to even get the engagement popping. Boy, they under a whole lot of pressure right now. Pray for them.
All right, we got more with Ray J and Boosie Badass when we come back. Keep it locked. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning.
The Breakfast Club.
Good morning, everybody. It's DJ Envy, Angela Yee, Charlamagne Tha God. We are The Breakfast Club. We have Ray J and Boosie Badass in the building. Charlamagne?
You got a baby on the way, too, right, Ray?
I'm still trying, man.
Mm.
Right.
Yeah. Damn.
I ain't got no baby. Wait,
quiet. Because you got 10 of them now.
How quiet did it be?
Boosie could give you tips on
it. It's okay.
It's nothing wrong.
Yeah.
I took my glasses off.
His sperm was
like,
low.
My sperm high now.
Okay, good.
You know?
So you was having fertility issues?
I was at like 9 million, fam.
They had a competition to see whose sperm count was.
That's just because
you can do
just,
that.
I just was trying to just because I knew I was low, so I was just trying to have some fun with it.
How you know your sperm was low?
I just because I, you know what I'm saying?
Had a feeling.
Like, I've been trying. I was trying. I'm like, well, it gotta be something. So I accepted it. You know what I'm saying? Everybody walk around, Ray J, we praying for you. I'm like, good looking. Hit it from the back. That's how it'll work.
Yeah, keep your socks on.
Yeah, all kind of stuff. They mean all these notes. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? That I got a list of things of how to do it right, and I won't let my wife down.
How did you get your sperm higher?
I went to the sperm. I just...
Yeah, it was on Love & Hip Hop.
The first time I did it, nothing came out. Because they had me... You got to go in there by yourself, and you can watch tapes or whatever. I tried
did
to
Did you watch
it.
Your own porn with Kim?
Come on. I wouldn't even get hard. But what happened was... So... I tried it, and some like a little bit came out, and I think that's why I got 9 million. Then the next time, I was 100.
What do you got to be at in order to be, like, considered fertile?
You be at 9 million, you cool, but
okay.
It's just
other
low.
People had, like, 50 million, 80 million,
right.
90 million. I had 10% of that.
You know how many you had, Boosie?
I know... Well, I got, yeah, it drop on your leg, you pregnant. I got me, man. I ain't lying. Thick and milky. I'm keeping it 100, man.
Hey, Boosie got so much Boosie frozen.
Man. Yeah, man. Two of my children I had with pre. Real shit, for real? And I was the father 100%.
You got the blood test and all that?
Yes, I took out everything. It was mine, bro.
And didn't you freeze some of your sperm? Because you said you want to have twins.
Yeah,
or
I'm trying to have twins. I'm just trying to find them.
A carrier. Like,
I don't really want a carrier. I want the woman. Not a wifey, but a woman who gonna...
A surrogate?
Not a surrogate.
No, he wants to be somebody he likes. I guess.
It won't be somebody... I wanted to be somebody I like.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
I wanted to be somebody I got feelings for so we could... Yeah. You know, we could take a little trip somewhere.
Yeah, that's a blessing.
You know?
Yeah.
Well, none of your children's mothers right now, you don't like any of them enough to do twins?
Yeah, probably my last one. I like my last one.
How old is the baby?
15 months.
Oh, okay.
I'm ready for another one.
Sheesh.
And then, Melvin, do you talk to them about these kind of experiences before you start the writing?
No, not at all. but it's actually been a learning experience for me, too, working with these guys. I never worked with this much talent in one place. You know, I think a lot of people would be surprised as it relates to the acting and the quality of the acting because, you know, it's a crapshoot. You just don't know how well, you know, these guys will be able to act theatrically. But
you know, a lot of these guys live what we doing here, especially Boosie, you know, and all that kind of stuff. It's their live stories, for real. The show is as raw as it gets.
So you typecasted Boosie?
Pretty much.
Okay.
I like this idea, though, because this does bring a whole different audience in to see plays. I remember Jim Jones did a play about his life, and I went to go see that, and I thought it was really good.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. But I like the fact that this is bringing, like, we went to go see Mike Tyson's play.
Went to see Mike Tyson. I go see plays all the time. I done seen Rocky on Broadway.
I've never seen Mike Tyson.
Yeah, it was really good.
Mike Tyson was dope.
He's in Vegas now.
That's real dope.
I actually take my mom to go see plays. We went to go see Aida. I go see all that stuff. Yeah.
You should see Mike Tyson play, Boosie, because you can relate. But Mike Tyson got $300 million stole from him. You got $300,000.
For real. $300 million, Lord.
No, for real. He had $300 million when he went in, and when he came out, Don King was just taking it all from him. He lost $300 million. Got $300 million stolen from him. Did you ever get your $300,000 back from your brother?
Yeah, nah, I ain't get. I'm supposed to be recouping me in a couple weeks or in a month. I just went to talk to some more people. So right now I'm just waiting on my bag.
Are you and your brother gonna be able to piece that up? Because that was disappointing.
No,
done.
I'm gonna stop you once it's over. It's over.
I don't blame you.
Family, anything.
We discussed that on the radio. I'm like
if
no
you
way.
Still, if you, I feel like if somebody still that much money for me, you see me with $300 million, you gonna shoot me in my back.
So what happens now? Like family holidays, and I'm sure like with the kids, everybody.
Oh, I'm the breadwinner of the family. I call the shot.
Mm-hmm. So if you don't want him at dinner, he's not there.
If I don't like you, they hate you. That's just the way it goes. And when you're the breadwinner of a family in the ghetto, you call the shots. If you did that, you wrong. Period. Like that's just how I go where we from. So you know, I ain't trying to hurt him or nothing like that. I just kill him with kindness. You know.
But mentally, that has to be hard because obviously he's really close. He was really close to you.
Right? Yeah, same mama, same daddy. This ain't no stepbrothers.
Mm.
Right.
And you trusted him enough to have access to your accounts, clearly.
Right, right, right.
And you probably would have gave him something. Like what?
Yeah. So I don't want to get too much into it, but it's just a bad situation and it's just a learning experience.
Mm-hmm.
And we'll get to the bottom of it, you know. Bears don't play.
Yeah. The bank gonna reimburse you and all that?
Yeah, they better.
Yeah.
I ain't do nothing. I'm innocent. I just want my money back. You know, I've been trying to get my money back for 2 years. Like, so, you know, I just want my money back. That's all I want.
Did he at least apologize?
He was saying the truth's gonna come out.
He was going on Instagram saying things like that, but I really just bagged off the situation when he got arrested and things like that. Just was it was hurt for me, but you know I live and I learn.
All right, we got more with Ray J and Boosie Badass when we come back. Good morning, everybody. It's DJ Envy, Angela Yee, Charlamagne Tha God. We are The Breakfast Club. Now we got some special guests, Ray J, Boosie Badass, and Melvin Childs in the building. Yee.
And you guys have your own music in the play? Because I read that the artist.
Oh, we working on something now. That's why me and Ray J up. But, you know, we got the
soundtrack, too.
Mm-hmm. We got the soundtrack. That's why we got him up.
But we're going to sit him down. What's going on?
Because we done made that soundtrack already. As soon as we finish the play, we go right to the studio.
So y'all got albums? Y'all got songs together and all that?
Yeah.
We got a whole, like,
we just did one.
Bring everybody on the
Tell what that one we just did. Tastes like money.
It sure do.
Tastes like money.
Tastes like it. It definitely did.
So, Boosie, you still eating?
Yeah.
No, I'm saying, but you out in with the different girls you sleeping with, all the different girls, you eat all of them?
No, I don't eat all of them.
Oh, okay.
I eat some of them.
You do? Like,
yeah, ain't nothing wrong with you. It's part of sex. It's like
absolutely.
It's like a kiss.
any label trying to run this Thugs and the Women Who Love Them soundtrack, it's available for 1 week, and that's it. And then after that, we putting our own money up.
Oh, right. Did you know Tierra Marie needed rehab?
Who?
I be watching her on the show.
I didn't know that. Like, blessings to her. Mm-hmm. Like, I can't talk about her, though. My wife, I can't do that. I'm under strict rules. You know what I'm saying?
Right, right. Talk. Hey, Tierra.
I love you. Boosie saying what's up. Wifey, I love you.
I'm Tierra trying to hook could the carry the twins, maybe.
She too crazy. That's the crazy one on there.
You like crazy women.
Oh, no. I got too many baby mamas. I'm starting to like the quiet girl, the good girl.
Yeah.
All that crazy stuff, that don't wow with me. I want the woman who gonna, yes,
There you go.
But all jokes aside, if she going through something in rehab, she need to get it together. My prayers go out to her. You know what I mean? And hopefully she get everything together, because it's crazy when you too lit every day. You know what I'm saying? You got to put that bottle down sometimes and just think. You know what I mean? Think. You got to put that bottle down, put that blunt down, and just get your mind right.
And you've completely given up drinking.
Oh, still. Yeah.
You're drinking lean right now.
No, I'm drinking. This is a purple chamomile tea. No, I don't drink alcohol like that.
Boosie, you ever heard when Ray J called up here all high and drunk about 6 years ago?
Come on, don't forget.
You heard that when he called up here talking about Seven Rolls Royces?
And you don't remember? I was lit.
You know, Boosie might have been locked up.
I was violent locked up.
Yeah, Boosie was locked up.
I can't hold it. In the 14.
Yeah, classy, 14. Man.
Oh, yeah, yeah. This was like 2011.
Whatever I did that night, I never did again, though.
Right.
That much.
That's a lesson learned.
That hangover 4. That should have been a hangover 4. That should have been. I woke up and I said, I said, no.
Hey, let's throw back to that classic Breakfast Club moment with Ray J.
When you want to disrespect me and the money team, and we got 7 Rolls Royces outside, and we just made 350 racks on the... Don't disrespect me. You saying Ray J got beat up? I'll shock that nigga in the face, my nigga. That whole team, nigga. I'ma smack the shit out that bitch.
I'm trying to get Fab on the line and squash the
nigga, get Fab on the line right now. I'll smack the shit out that
You can't smack him over the phone, Ray.
On the phone that like niggas, and they gonna rape that nigga. Bring that over and stick it in that boot.
All right.
I know your Twitter was lit.
I mean, I hid for a while because I just was so upset with myself, because me and Fab, I got cool the day before. It was all good. I just got all the way up there and forgot.
Well, we thank you for that moment, sir.
Thank you, okay. Man.
People don't know Ray J.
I should get 10% of the Breakfast Club.
Well, you didn't negotiate that.
I know.
same. And you should have got it 10% of the Kardashians, but nope.
Hey, I can't speak on that. I'm under strict, you know what I'm saying? Yeah. My wife, man. Baby, you all right? Well, listen, I love you.
I can't wait till Boosie come up here and act the same way.
I love you.
When he finally gets settled down.
Baby,
y'all might got to find a show for me.
No, everybody always say who had the better moment, Ray J or Birdman?
I'm going to say Ray J.
I still think Ray J.
I'm going to say Ray J.
But Birdman was visual, though.
But here's what's dope about the both situations. Birdman was here to promote Music Mode.
It all came around.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know? So, either way.
Hey, since y'all working together and you doing horror stuff, Ray J, we need to do a horror movie based off that story that Boosie said on Instagram one day about the goddamn Coke can in the shower. Yeah. That has been terrifying everybody in this room since we heard
that.
What happened?
You ain't never heard the story about the Coke can in the shower?
When you see that Coke can.
Nah,
it's just something about in the penitentiary, like in the bathroom, they got a Coke can up. Cocaine up, they taking care of their business. You know,
that ain't what you said, Boosie.
And I was just one of the people who came across. Ain't nobody. Well, they ain't even tell me about the cocaine. All by my bed for a whole week, looking at pictures. Ain't never tell me about the cocaine. People take it. So it's 6 a.m. So man, I'm gonna go take my incident shot. I'm walking to the bathroom, bust my eyes, man.
Boosie said, he walked in and saw
a nigga ride. From the back. Like, oh my, get me out of here. Man, I got on the phone with the lawyer, everything. Man, I need a bun, man. You can't get no bun, yo. Man, I need a bun. This ain't the place for me, yo.
I got you for real, man.
Those are the booty goons.
Hey, man, I saw that, man. I was like, man.
Can you please tell them you made up that verbiage, though?
What, the booty goons?
Yeah, I didn't make that.
You said that.
I didn't say that exact word.
No, you did.
I was way more graphic than that.
You did.
So can we please say right now?
Yeah, Angela, you made up booty goons.
You made up.
I said booty goons.
Angela,
he said, I got guys who guys in ass.
I know. I don't want to go there no more because I'm a
changed
man.
He said he knows some.
I know some. I was upset, so it was in a sodomizing kind of thing. And I no disrespect to the homie fans, like much love. You didn't do nothing wrong, man. God bless.
But booty goon sounds nicer than how you said it.
It don't sound right. You got me. Everybody thinking I made that word up. I'm like, I don't. I'm way more graphic than that. Booty goons.
Oh, that's how my subject come up.
This is all a horror movie. All this is a good ass horror movie.
Okay.
Now, Angela
G
made up that. I was more graphic. Never should have said it. Learned my lesson. Mm-hmm. Now y'all number one.
Yes.
I didn't get my cut, but it's okay. because y'all always nice to me.
Yes, so. You would never use that soft verbiage that I use.
That's what it was more. Up, that's bro. More like.
Yeah, it's very nice.
She get some t-shirts saying, I made you know, that name.
That two different conversations going on. Boosie said, man, she had me on the phone calling my mama. Told your mama what happened?
I say, Mom, yeah. You say that's part of life, son. That's
part of prison life.
That's the big house. I'm like, I need to go to the little house. Yeah.
Hey, the play. When the play start? October 3rd.
Yep.
In Oakland, California.
We're in the Bay.
Where can they go to get tickets and stuff?
Ticketmaster.com, of course.
Ticketmaster.
MelvinChildsPresents.com is the website of mine. That you can see all the dates there up on there. And some of the shows on sale, and some of them will be on sale within the next week or so.
Soundtrack on the way.
Thugs and the Women Who Love Them. Yo, thank you to Melvin Childs. Thank you to Boosie Badass. Thank you to Ray J, man. Y'all go get y'all tickets for this play. It's The Breakfast Club.
Yeah.
The Breakfast Club. This is The Rumor Report with Angela Yee. Rumor has it. On The Breakfast Club.
So listen up.
And again, we will continue to update you about Vegas. Right now, at least 50 people are dead and more than 200 injured. They were at a concert in Vegas, the Harvest Festival. The 64-year-old suspect was killed by the police. This is the deadliest mass shooting in United States history.
What a coward Stephen Paddock is. That's his name, right?
Yes. Yeah.
What a coward.
Mm-hmm. All right, now let's get into the rumor report. The NBA has circulated a memo. They are warning players, if you don't stand for the national anthem, then you do it at your own peril. Now, here is what Adam Silver had to say about NBA players.
When it comes to political disagreements, I would hope that we, the league, together with our players, can play a constructive role in bringing people together on, you know, the anthem. And specifically, we have a rule that requires our players to stand for the anthem. It's been our rule as long as I've been involved with the league. And my expectation is that our players will continue to stand.
NBA, y'all not going to do nothing if LeBron don't stand. If Russell Westbrook don't stand. If Kevin Durant, Steph Curry don't stand. Y'all ain't going to do nothing. All right? Y'all might try one of them bum-ass Knicks players if they don't stand. But you ain't going to try none of the stars of the league.
Watch your mouth. But I think LeBron's going to put it. He's going to stand. I think he's going to definitely take a knee. That seems like what LeBron is now, about right now.
I need you to make up your mind. First, you said LeBron going to stand.
Yeah, you said I think he's going to stand.
I mean, he's going to stand up for the people and take a knee. That's what I meant. Stand up for the people and take a knee. That's what I meant when I say stand.
Yeah. Okay. It just sounded weird in this particular instance.
Well, I explained.
But yes, we don't know what exactly that discipline will be for players who don't stand or for the coaches, for the owners.
Probably a fine.
But we don't know. So we'll see what happens. But the memo does not say anything about locking arms. So I guess that's okay. Huh. All right. American Idol, Luke Bryan and Lionel Richie have joined Katy Perry. They are going to be on the show. They're going to be judges on the show. So far they have announced that. And the shooting starts actually tomorrow. So I guess it was a last minute decision with Ryan Seacrest now still judging and Katy Perry getting $25 million. They said that Luke Bryan signed for around $13 million and Lionel Richie's getting close to $10 million.
Katy might need to be on the show after this last album. This last album wasn't that tough. She might need to be on the show and get some critique of her own.
You just mad she wouldn't stop by the Breakfast Club.
You know me.
I know you are petty.
You know me.
All right, Young Dolph has sent out some tweets after being shot in L.A., and he put some dolphins, and he put, it's Dolph. That was what he wrote on Twitter. Now, we told you somebody was arrested in connection, and that was Corey McClendon, but he has since been released without charges being brought against him. The LAPD is continuing to investigate that crime. So we don't know what Corey McClendon's involvement was, if there was any involvement at all. All right, now Irv Gotti is still beefing with 50 Cent. Now, remember 50 Cent came on The Breakfast Club and said this about Tails.
This is the first time you and Irv been under like the same umbrella with something, right?
You know, they'll be gone. They won't be there long. You know, I have full intentions of removing that.
You
know, there's some adjustments to
be made. You don't like Tails? Tails is a good show, man.
Fifth is crazy.
Cool idea, not well executed.
So you watched
this guy's crazy.
Yeah, of course I watch everything when someone's involved I don't like.
All right, well, Irv Gotti took to Instagram and had some things to say. He said, you know, I was speaking to my brother Ja Rule and we was talking about things and he inspired me to let things be known. As y'all know, The whore been saying he's going to get tails off BET. Haha. So let me let y'all know what the whore did this week with his new BS series, 50 Central. The numbers came in on Thursday, but I wasn't going to say ish, but my brother Rule said F that N-word. Let it be known. 50 Central was the worst premiered show in BET all year. Both that and the show before it combined to be the worst premieres for BET all year, with ratings so low and responses from the little people who watch saying it's effing horrible. I did not watch that BS, but I seen and heard what was being said, that it's garbage, it's awkward. What is this clown doing? Because you are a clown, don't mean you a funny clown. You just a effing clown idiot. He said a whole lot more than that.
Those two guys are petty.
Yeah, I will say this. Doing that sketch comedy is very, very, very difficult. I didn't enjoy the whole first episode of 50 Central on BET. I definitely enjoyed that one part where they was doing the casting, and the line was, these cracker-ass crackers got an N-word tripping or something. That part was funny, but I didn't enjoy the whole first episode.
When they were doing the auditions.
Yeah, but I think, I mean, I got to see more. It's only been one episode. They got 24 episodes.
Yeah, 24 episodes. I didn't see it yet. I was on a plane to South Africa, but I'm going to check it out this week.
Of course I checked it out. All right, well, I'm Angela Yee, and that is your rumor report. No, I was saying that was the highlight of it. The best part was when they did the auditions and they had people saying the N-word that shouldn't have been.
Yeah, everything else was like, I wasn't into it. I'm not going to lie.
All right. All right, now, thank you for those rumors. Charlamagne, who are you giving your donkey to?
Listen, man, we need Stephen Paddock to come to the front of the congregation. We'd like to have a word with him, because I'm still trying to wrap my mind around this mass shooting that happened in Las Vegas.
All right, we'll get into that when we come back. Keep it locked. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning.
Charlamagne, say the gang, donkey of the day, man.
You are a donkey. It's time for Donkey of the Day.
Donkey of the Day does not discriminate.
I might not have the song of the day, but I got the Donkey of the Day.
So if you ever feel I need to be a donkey, man, hit me with the heat.
Yes, The Breakfast Club, bitches.
Who's Donkey of the Day today?
Yes, Donkey of the Day for Monday, October 2nd goes to 64-year-old Stephen Paddock, a resident of Mesquite, Nevada. If you're just waking up, just getting your day started, Stephen Paddock is responsible. Stephen Paddock is responsible for what they are saying is the most deadly mass shooting in United States history. I didn't hear about it until I got here to The Breakfast Club at 6 a.m. I'd be disconnected from social media, and I damn sure was in my bed when this happened, so I didn't find out about it until about 2 hours ago when I first walked in here, and they told me 100 people were injured and 20 people were dead in Vegas. As of right now, they are reporting 50 people dead and 200 injured in Vegas, making it the largest mass shooting in United States history, all because of this coward, Stephen Paddock. Let's hear a word from Las Vegas Metro Police Chief Joseph Lombardo.
We experienced an active shooter situation approximately 10:08 p.m. We had calls come into dispatch of multiple shots being fired from the direction of the Mandalay Bay towards the Route 91 concert that was taking place on the east side of Las Vegas Boulevard. Through investigation and response, we determined there was a shooter on the 32nd floor of the Mandalay Bay. Officers responded to that location and engaged the suspect at that location. He is dead.
I will never understand why cowards like Stephen Paddock feel the need to try to kill everybody. If you're not happy with your life, if you're not happy with your situation, if you feel like you're about to snap, I pray you get the help you need before you snap. But if you don't, the only person you should aim at is yourself. Take yourself out. There's no way to justify killing 50 people and injuring 200 others because you're mad at the world. Killing all those people or trying to harm all those people isn't going to change your situation in life. So what's the point? Hurt people hurt people. But what hurt people need to do is look for some healing. And doing what Stephen Paddock did doesn't heal. It just leads to more hurt. Your Uncle Charlotte tells you all the time, every day of our lives is spent simply trying to avoid crazy. All right, the scariest feeling in the world is knowing that you don't have control over other people's actions. You don't know what other people are thinking. You don't know what other people are going through. When you step out in the world, you just pray for the best. But sadly, because of people like Stephen Paddock, you have to prepare for the worst, especially nowadays. All right, these people were minding their business in Vegas, 30,000 people packed into a small area. This guy, Stephen Paddock, hangs out the window and just aims into the crowd from the 32nd floor and gets the bussing. Like, this is not Call of Duty, bro. All right? You're 64 years old in Vegas, staying at the Mandalay Bay. If you're angry, if you're depressed, Vegas is where you go to get your spirits lifted. Go get some weed or some cocaine, purchase a prostitute or two. It's literally several fun ways to get your mind off the BS going on in the world. But masterminding a mass shooting isn't one of them. Stephen Paddock is a terrorist, ladies and gentlemen. This was an act of terrorism.
I don't want to hear anything about lone gunmen. I don't care what he was disgruntled about. If he had mental issues, that's always worth for discussion. But none of that will negate the fact that this was evil. It ain't nothing but the devil. And it was an act of terrorism. Nothing more, nothing less. Praying for everybody who lost someone in Vegas. Praying for all the families affected. And if there really is such thing as a hell, I hope Stephen Paddock gets rushed to the front of the line. Please give Stephen Paddock the biggest hee-haw, please.
So sad, and also, again, condolences, and we continue to send our prayers for everybody involved.
Yes, such a horrible situation, and we will definitely keep you updated. I can't imagine going out to go to a festival, have a good time, and something like that happens idiot.
We was just there last weekend.
That same spot a week ago.
We were there in that same parking lot. For the iHeart Festival.
The Village, a week ago.
Mass crowd of people walking around, enjoying our lives.
Wow. All right, keep it locked. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning.
Are you ready? It's time to shoot your shot. Time to shoot your shot with The Breakfast Club. This is your one chance. Don't mess it up. Mess it up. Mess it up. Mess it up. Mess it up.
We have Ashley on the line. Ashley, hey.
Hey, what's up, guys?
What's up, Ashley? How are you, boo?
What's going on?
You shave your legs yet this morning?
Oh, stop it. Now, Ashley, who do you want to shoot your shot with?
My ex, Nino.
Okay. Why'd y'all break up?
You know, I think it was my fault. Anybody listening, any ladies out there listening, and your man cheats, know that you played a role in it. Like, I wasn't giving him enough attention. I work all the time.
Oh, wow. Oh, you sound like you're victim blaming, boo.
So, Ashley, he cheated on you, but it's your fault he cheated on you.
Yeah, you got to make sure that you take care of home first.
She got a point. I mean, it's just like with a woman, sometimes women, they say they cheat because they wasn't getting what they wanted from a man. So, yeah, it can work both ways.
Isn't it more of a, like, conversation that you guys have of him maybe perhaps breaking up instead of cheating or saying I'm not getting what I need?
I mean, sometimes that's kind of fuzzy, right? I mean, it's a little f***ed up. You're together for 5 years, and it's not always easy to be like, hey, you know what? Maybe this isn't working. Sometimes it's just easier to just, you know, go and be with somebody else real quick.
True.
Of course, that's easier, but relationships doesn't always mean taking the easy way out.
I mean, yeah, I recognize it's hard, and all I know is I want my man back.
And it's not like y'all was married, you know what I'm saying? You like a car that he was test driving. He went to go test drive another one to see if he wanted to buy that one. You know?
Here's the thing, Ashley. It's fine if your boyfriend cheats on you and you want to get back together with him. Happens all the time, every day. People stay together. But I don't know about blaming yourself.
Why are you telling her struggle? Jesus Christ.
Yeah, you shouldn't blame yourself, though, mama. But
you don't know what she did yet.
But what you
doing? Or what she wasn't doing.
For not giving him enough attention.
Hey, what do they always tell women? What your man don't do, another man will, right? Same thing with a woman.
So does that mean that you would, be justified, too, because you weren't spending enough time, so therefore he wasn't spending enough time with you?
You know, no, I was just working all the time. I'm a nurse. I was just trying to, like, get as much money as possible, and he wasn't working at the time.
You a nurse, and you ain't never gave that man a warm scrub down. You ain't never walking there and see if his balls need some tending too, but you so busy washing everybody else.
Well, he wasn't even working. He could wash himself.
Now, what makes him so good that you want him back, Mama?
You know, this love is real. I miss him.
Stop
I don't
it.
Really even...
Come on, do the 40 challenge right now.
The I know you.
Come on.
All right, you know what? Let's just call him. I want to see.
All right, you hold on, okay?
Okay.
Now watch, you're about to hear a whole other story from this guy.
Hold on.
About Ashley.
Hold on. We're going to call him when we come back. Keep it locked. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning. That was Rake It Up. Morning, everybody. It's DJ Envy, Angela Yee, Charlamagne Tha God. We are The Breakfast Club. Now, we're in the middle of Shoot Your Shot. We have Ashley on the line. Now, Ashley wants to shoot her shot with her ex. His name is Nino. All right? It's up to you, Ashley. Let's call him.
Hello?
What up, Nino? How are you?
What up? What's good?
Dang, you sound so cold. You don't miss me?
Come on, man. You already know the deal. You be on your crazy shit all the time, for real.
I mean, okay, but I'm off of it. I'm off it. I miss you, and I want us to talk about working it out.
Oh, man. See, we're going to go down this road again, right?
No, we're not. We're just going to go down a different road. It's just... Listen, we are so good together, and I've been out here, I've been by myself, and I don't think I'm going to find anybody that's better than you.
You really just missed the D, that's all it is.
No, that's not all it is. No, that's not me. Maybe a little bit, but that's not all it is.
That is what it is. You already know that. Let me hear you say it. Say it.
You really want me to say it?
Yeah.
First, you have to tell me that we can be back together.
This is sexy.
No, first you got to tell me how much you missed the pipe.
I miss the D.
I can't hear you. Say it louder. I can't hear you.
I miss you. Just a little
bit. Tell me how much you missed the pipe game.
Ashley, tell him how much you missed the d***. I told you to do the 40 D challenge.
This is disgusting.
It's not disgusting. This is not disgusting. How is it disgusting?
Too gross.
First of all, Ashley, this is the Breakfast Club. DJ Envy, Angela Yee, Charlamagne the God. Oh, what's the guy's name?
Nino.
What's up, brother? How are you, sir?
Nino, you are a cheetah.
I like your pimping.
Yeah, he got some good pimping.
I like your pimping, Nino. I told her before she called you that she should do a 40 D challenge.
She won't even say it anyway.
She did say it.
Not really.
Yes, she did.
She knew we was on the phone. That's if we wasn't on the phone, she'd have been like, I love you.
Say it, Charlamagne. Say it.
I said it.
Nino, why'd you cheat on Ashley, Nino? What happened?
Yo, y'all are crazy as hell. Am I really in the Breakfast Club, man?
Yes.
Nino.
Oh, man.
Good
can't
D, Nino.
You're one of our listeners.
Why did you cheat on Ashley?
Yo, Ashley, she be wilding out, man. You know, like, she just gets crazy and she be accusing me of shit that I didn't do. So
you didn't cheat?
I'm like, yo, if you're going to accuse me, I may as well do it.
Wait,
you
Nino, did you cheat? Yes or no, though?
I mean, I did. I'm not going to lie. I did. But
she wants you back.
Her crazy anymore.
But she wants you back. She wants to try it again. She wants to start the relationship over and see where it could go.
Nah, she's kind of crazy, man. Like, we got to lay down some ground rules, like all that going through my phone, when I'm hanging out with my boys, accusing me of being with other bitches. Excuse me.
But I mean, you have been with other girls, though.
And let's lay down some ground rules for you. All that cheating.
How you know all that cheating? You don't know how much this man cheated. How many times have you cheated, sir?
I mean, you know.
All that cheating. All right. Will you get back together with Ashley is the question.
I ain't going front, man. Ashley a freak, you know. So, you know, and I do miss her, you know, but.
Oh, so you want to do a photo poom. Now you want to do a photo poom poom challenge.
Yeah, I'll give it another shot.
There you go.
All right, Ashley.
Listen, Ashley.
No judgment. You do you.
This is what y'all should do to make this official. What's Ashley that? Should do a 40D challenge. Nino should do a 40 Poom Poom challenge right now.
Ashley, you happy?
Yes.
Ashley, you got some balls
so
for that?
Happy. I'm so
Nino,
so
you got
happy.
Some balls for that Poom Poom?
Come on, Ashley. I know she got to go first, though, for real.
Go ahead, Ashley.
She the one got me on the breakfast.
Wait, why I got to go first?
Ladies,
I already said. Man, y'all crazy as hell. Why do I have to go first?
Go ahead. 1, 2, 3, go.
Go. Boom. Hit the beat, Envy.
Boom.
Okay, go. You shy for that, Ashley.
Yeah.
You can't even get on the radio and lie for that.
Catch an STD.
Come on, no. Ashley. Tell him you wild for that. You came
I go to
the
work.
Club and freestyle for that.
I called y'all up for that. There I go to work for that.
There you go.
And you know and I know I ain't fucking with that. That is trash.
What?
You gotta be out of your fucking mind if you think I want you back, Nino. I just called because I wanted everybody to hear that you and your trash ass.
Huh?
Wanted me back.
What?
Well, that's what I'm talking about.
What the hell?
Oh, my God.
I was questioning Ashley.
Drop one of Clues Bombs for Ashley.
But now I'm all for you, God. Ashley. I'm all for
what
you.
What an audible. Ashley was down 28-3, and she came back
Thank
and won
you,
the Super
Ashley.
Bowl.
Give it up for Ashley.
Oh, my God, Ashley.
Nino, your D is trash.
Give it up for Ashley's tarty.
Nah, we don't want to hear that now.
Sorry,
boom,
you want it.
Nino. Boom. Now you want to say her poom poom stink because she dissed you.
We hear you on you. We
Nino on trash.
You. Drop one of Clues Bombs for the heavyweight champion of the world, Ashley, goddammit. Lord have mercy.
Nobody wants that trash-ass penis.
Ashley, you're crazy.
Ashley, I love you, girl. I don't even know you and I love you.
She shot her shot and blocked her own shot.
You are my level of petty, boo. All right? Michelle Obama said, when they go low, we go high. But sometimes you got to take it to the floor with them.
You got to go lower.
You took it to the goddamn depths of hell just now. My God.
All right, Ashley. thank you for calling, Ashley.
May God forever bless you, Ashley.
Nah, stop it.
Oh, my God. That
Goodbye,
was amazing.
My goodness. All right. Up next is the Rumors Don't Go Anywhere. It's the Breakfast Club. Good morning.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God.
It's about time.
What's going on? Yo.
Rumor Report. Rumor Report.
This is the Rumor Report.
Talk to him.
With Angela Yee on the Breakfast Club.
Well, it was the 43rd season premiere of Saturday Night Live on Saturday. And Jay-Z performed twice. He also had on a Colin Kaepernick jersey as well. And here's what happened. Alec Baldwin, of course, played President Trump. Here's what he said.
Puerto Rico needs your help.
I hear you loud and clear, and you called the best person for the job. Trust me, I know things are, as the locals say, despacito. We're going to get you more help to you. We'll get you immediately, probably by Tuesday or Wednesday at the latest.
Mr. President, that's not good enough.
Well, you should have paid your bills. FEMA takes a few days unless you join FEMA Prime. We want to help you, but we have to take care of America first.
Wait, you do know we're a U.S. territory, don't you?
I mean, I do, but not many people know that, no.
Now, Michael Che also
didn't find one in that.
Was doing Weekend Update, and here's what he had to say about Donald Trump in response to Puerto Rico.
This isn't that complicated, man. It's hurricane relief. These people need help. You just did this for white people twice. Do the same thing. Go tell Melania to put on her flood heels, get some bottled water, some food, pack up some extra Atlanta Falcons Super Bowl t-shirts, and write them a check with our money, you cheap cracker.
Ha ha! Drop on the clues bombs with Michael Che. Now that was funny.
Now that made you laugh.
Ha 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 ha. He said crack on Saturday Night Live. He called the president a crack on Saturday Night Live. Drop one of the clues bombs for Michael Che again, damn it. What the hell's wrong with y'all? People ain't tripping over that, are they?
I don't know. Are they?
I ain't him saying nothing wrong, okay?
All right, now Amber Rose's Slut Walk was over the weekend as well. And 21 Savage was front and center. Now she made sure to thank him on Instagram for showing up and showing out. Thank you for all your support today, baby. It means the world to me. Now throughout that day, you saw a lot of pictures of 21 Savage and Amber Rose. He had signs that said things like, I'm a hoe too. And she was...
Oh, that was real?
Yeah, she was wearing a cape that said Captain Save-A-Ho. And he was really there for his woman. So.
Somebody text me that. I don't be on social media like that. Somebody text me that, and they asked me what I thought about it. And I guess now that I know it's real, I'm like, what's wrong with that? Like, leave, like some of y'all get on IG and say what you would do for the pussycat, but y'all not really about that life. Meanwhile,
he's about it.
That's right. 21 out here showing y'all what he would do for the pussycat in real life, and y'all hating. Let that man be in love. If he wants to do slut walks for the pussycat, more power to him. If he wants to be a feminist for the pussycat, more power to him. Damn it.
All right, now when Angela Rye was on The Breakfast Club, she was very reluctant to talk about her boo Common, but he has no problem saying that he is indeed dating her and he's very happy. Here's what Common had to say about Angela Rye.
Yes, that's a definite connection with Angela Rye. She's a wonderful woman, and you know, I'll just say I'm dating, I'm happy right now, and she's an incredible human being.
I'll drop one of Clues Bombs for Common. Common, you just better be easy, all right? Because if you slip up...
What you gonna do?
You will get the credit you deserve for being stupid, okay. All right? Donkey of the Day does not discriminate, especially when it comes to my sister, Angela Rye. Okay?
All right. Well, yes, right? Sir. Common's like the starter guy, because you see after Serena dated him, now she's married with a baby.
Oh, you big brother now?
You say... Huh? What'd you say?
You know, like the guy that you date before you get serious, but maybe this is it for real. You know?
You're going to make Angela Rye swing on your
ass. Well, you just be trying. Did she tell you one time?
You just be trying people. You be, okay. All right. You just better have that same energy.
I said maybe this is it for real now. Okay.
We got the clip when Angela Rye was up
you
here.
Better
we got
have
that clip.
That same oh, we got energy that clip. When Angela Rye come up here.
Ooh. Yeah, maybe it's for real now. She don't want to talk about her relationship.
Okay. Boy, you.
Yo, for one, you have to see me when you come to work. All right. You better have the same energy.
All right.
All right, now Eva Marcel has confirmed that she is joining Real Housewives of Atlanta. So she's not a replacement for anybody. She said she's just joining the women on the show. She's going to be a friend of the cast. So she's not like the main.
So she doesn't get a full check yet.
She doesn't have a peach. But I guess she's going to work her way up to that at some point, hopefully. Right? Because they get paid pretty well on there. And Little Kim, she says one of her regrets is that she actually never posed nude for Playboy. She said, I remember turning down a non-disclosed seven-figure offer from Hugh. Until this day, I regret it. Not because of the money, but because it would have been an honor to be a part of this beautiful man's archive and historic catalog. So that's what she had to say about Hugh Hefner. Okay. All right. Well, I'm Angela Yee, and that is your Rumor Report.
All right. Thank you, Miss Yee. Now, up next is the People's Choice Mix. Let me know what you want to hear. At DJ MV 800-585-1051 with your requests. Hit me up, let me know what you want to hear, and we'll get your joints on. All right, here's Riri, Needed Me, Revolt. We'll see you guys tomorrow. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning.
The Black Effect presents Family Therapy, and I'm your host, Elliot Connie. Jay is the woman in this dynamic who is currently co-parenting two young boys with her former partner, David.
David, he is a leader. He just don't want to leave me.
Well, how do you lead a woman? How do you lead in a relationship? Like, what's the blueprint?
David, you just asked the most important question. Listen to Family Therapy on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Imagine you're a fly on the wall at a dinner between the mafia, the CIA, and the KGB. That's where my new podcast begins. This is Neil Strauss, host of To Live and Die in L.A., and I wanted to quickly tell you about an intense new series about a dangerous spy taught to seduce men for their secrets and sometimes their lives. From Tenderfoot TV, this is To Die For. To Die For is available now. Listen for free on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
The Elevation with Stephen Furtick podcast was created with you in mind. This is a podcast for those feeling discouraged or needing guidance from God. Together in this podcast, we'll dive deep into scripture, uncover the powerful truths that will help you rise above your limitations and embrace your full potential. We're here to equip you with the tools you need to conquer life's challenges. Listen to Elevation with Stephen Furtick every Sunday and Friday on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Get emotional with me, Radhi Devlukia, in my new podcast, A Really Good Cry. We're going to be talking with some of my best friends.
I didn't know we were going to go there on this.
People that I admire.
When we say listen to your body, really tune in to what's going on.
Authors of books that have changed my life.
Now you're talking about sympathy, which is different than empathy, right?
Never forget, it's okay to cry as long as you make it a really good one. Listen to A Really Good Cry with Radhi Devlukia on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Danielle Moody here, host of the Woke AF Daily podcast. We've been with iHeart for a year, and what a year it has been. As we head deeper into 2024 and yet another life-changing election cycle, Woke AF Daily is here to keep you sane and woke. Make Woke AF Daily your podcast destination for 2024 election news and analysis. Listen to Woke AF Daily Season 5 on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.